Eric Greitens. He calls himself a hunter. But in real life, the only thing Eric Greitens ever hunted was his hairdresser, who accused him of sexual assault when he was governor.
He has a long history of criminal behavior. He should be in a jail cell with other people like him and not anywhere near the United States Senate.
Now he wants to be our senator. On election day, let's tell this low IQ Rambo that Missouri doesn't want a pervy hairdresser hunter representing our state. America deserves better. Throughout the world, healthcare is a right, not a way for corporations to fleece the people, except in America.
Pharmaceutical industry has come under fire for what critics have labeled price gouging.
In capitalism, you try to get the highest price that you can for a product.
It's time to end the exploitation of the American people. Visit change.org today and sign the petition to reduce prescription drug prices. The Republicans spent years scaremongering America about religious extremists in the Middle East. But now, the GOP is turning back the clock in this country. They think they own our bodies.
We recognize that what the Republicans are trying to do is say you cannot have agency over your body.
The time to fight is now. Call your congressperson and let them know you support a federal law protecting a woman's right to choose. Mark Kelly fights for average Arizonans in Washington. He supports clean energy to reduce climate change. And Mark Kelly sponsored the gas tax holiday bill.
This legislation can reduce the cost for gasoline, allow them to put that money towards other things they need.
This November, make the smart choice. Vote to re-elect Senator Mark Kelly. Is this the best Oklahoma can do? Kevin Stitt has been a disaster for our state. He rejected common sense pandemic policies.
COVID-19 is no longer an emergency. That's why I'm withdrawing my emergency declaration.
And Kevin Stitt supports police brutality against minorities. Oklahoma may be a conservative state, but we can do better than an extremist like Kevin Stitt.